Good morning, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Rhode Island is poised today to become the 10th state to legalize same-sex marriage. Two companion bills will face their last legislative hurdle when the House of Representatives votes this afternoon. The House overwhelmingly approved a same-sex marriage bill in January, and the chamber is expected to offer strong support for the two amended bills. Governor Lincoln Chafee is set to sign the legislation after the House vote in a ceremony on the south side of the State House. That's near where the governor emphasized his support for same-sex marriage when he was inaugurated in 2011. Advocates have been trying to legalize same-sex marriage in Rhode Island since 1997. Residents on the New Bedford Street, where two of Zahar Tsarnaev's friends from UMass Dartmouth live and were taken into custody, say the case is hitting a little too close to home. Lynn Joliker has that story.
No one on Carriage Drive in New Bedford will soon forget the army of FBI agents and police officers descending on their community 2 weeks ago. Authorities took away the two young men who are now charged with disposing of evidence and lying to federal authorities in the Marathon bombing case. Felix Jorge says he's shocked the neighbors he viewed as quiet and cordial might have tried to help bombing suspect Zahar Tsarnaev after the fact.
I mean, either they're trying to stick up for their friend or they made a stupid choice and they lied. Either way, it can't be good for them. But I mean, it could be worse for us if they're hiding something because it could be part of something bigger, which is really, really scary.
The pair is not accused of playing any role in the bombing itself.
That's Lynn Joliker reporting from New Bedford. The police chief from Newtown, Connecticut, visited Rhode Island yesterday to support calls for gun control. Chief Michael Kehoe addressed state lawmakers during a hearing on several gun control proposals, including a ban on semi-automatic assault weapons. The bills were crafted in response to last year's school shooting in Newtown, which left 26 people dead, many of them children. Hundreds of gun owners rallied outside the State House to protest the proposed ban, which would outlaw the sale or possession of semi-automatic assault weapons and large-capacity magazines after July 1st. They argue the proposals would violate the rights of lawful gun owners and will not reduce gun violence. And a group of Providence College students and faculty is alleging a pattern of widespread racial profiling on the college's Smith Hill campus. Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick reports.
This is what democracy looks like.
About 30 Providence College students and faculty picketed the school, alleging a widespread campaign of racial profiling. Junior Juan Lopez says he's been asking himself if he really belongs at the Catholic college.
During my 3 years here, I've been racially exploited. I've been asked for my IDs multiple times. This happens pretty much everywhere on campus, from the library, from the bookstore. At the library, I got accused of stealing for no reason.
Faculty member Julia Jordan-Zachary says she's been subjected to similar treatment because of her race.
I have been stopped on campus, although I've had my parking decal properly displayed when trying to enter campus.
Providence College spokesman Steve Morano says they are addressing the problem with campus security sensitivity training.
Do you have a racial profiling problem here?
I don't believe we do. I believe that these are isolated incidents.
The concerned students and faculty are calling on Providence College President Brian Shanley to condemn the harassment. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.